Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Part in pursuing peace. Trump and Elon Musk duking it out in public. It all started earlier this week when Elon Musk spoke out against President Trump's budget bill, the president firing back, saying he's disappointed and alleging that he asked Musk to leave. Musk then suggesting that Trump's tariffs will plunge the nation into recession, even suggesting impeachment. Boulder, Colorado firebombing suspect Mohammed Suleiman appearing via video in court Thursday. He's facing 118 counts, including 28 counts of attempted murder at a demonstration for Israeli hostages being held in Gaza. This is ABC News. Federal investigators are zeroing in on a possible cause for an engine fire aboard a flight heading from Colorado to Texas that forced passengers to evacuate. ABC News transportation correspondent Gio Benitez.
It was a terrifying engine fire that sent passengers down slides and running from the smoke. Now the NTSB focusing on human error. American Airlines Flight 1006 took off from Colorado Springs en route to Dallas in March with 178 on board. The crew reporting engine trouble. The plane diverted to Denver and landed safely. But while it was taxiing, the right engine caught fire. Preliminary findings, the NTSB says the right engine blade was fractured and a number of engine parts had been incorrectly installed.
Tyrese Halliburton scored with 0.3 seconds left for Indiana's first and only lead of the game. The Pacers, the last-minute comeback kings of the playoffs, did it again to beat the Oklahoma City Thunder 111-110 in Game 1 of the NBA Finals Thursday night. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is brought to you by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765 and find out how you can buy a house without needing 20% down.
Today, a high of 73 with some drizzle or sprinkles possible, peaks of sun in the afternoon, and a high of 73. Northeast winds around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, variable clouds, a low of 54. Saturday, partly to mostly cloudy, isolated light showers possible, a high of 75. Saturday night, 53 with a few showers possible. And Sunday, mostly cloudy, showers likely by late morning, maybe a thunderstorm, and a high of 72. Right now, an east-northeast wind is at 1 to 2 miles per hour. We have had a few sprinkles this morning, and after a midnight reading of 62, it is 58 degrees. And time now to officially start the broadcast day.
Cause there's victory in the Lord. WRCO, as we start the day in a positive way. Before that, the Richland Center High School Pep Band and our national anthem. Here we are together again, kids. It's time to for us to look upon the weekend and give you a few details on what is going to be happening here and there. Phil Nee with you down the old trail. It's been a late night trail the last two nights covering high school sports. So they've got me propped up in a chair. I'm all right this morning. I just need my Light in the Milk House Show song fix, the aerobic polka, which is coming up here, and maybe a little sport news as well. Some good news for the Ithaca Bulldogs, making it to state in softball, and the Richland Center Hornets finish runner-up in the sectional. And we'll have more a little bit later on. Right now, here is Hank Snow.
I took you home from the party, and we kissed in fun. A few stolen kisses, and no harm was done. Instead of stopping when we could, we went right on. Till suddenly we found the brakes were gone. You belong to someone else, and I do too. It's just as crazy being here with you. As a bad motorcycle with the devil in the seat, doing 90 miles an hour down a dead-end street. I did want you now, I have no choice. It's too late to listen to the warning voice. All I hear is thunder as our two hearts beat, doing 90 miles an hour down a dead-end street. You're not free to belong to me, and you know I can never be your own. You're slowing down the pace. We keep picking up the speed. Disaster's getting closer every time we meet. Doing 90 miles an hour down a dead end street. Disaster's getting closer every time we meet. Do 90 miles an hour down a dead end street.
WRCO Studios, proudly sponsored by the Richland Family Restaurant. Your community, your music, your favorite dining spot.
And oh Lord, I'm tired. Yes, indeed. On a Friday morning, the 6th of June, a Red Cross blood drive will be happening at Christ Lutheran Church in Spring Green today. And you can do a little bit of a update. You can get to redcrossblood.org to find out more, or for an appointment, which they are preferred, by the way, 1-800-RED-CROSS. Also, you can do the same with the Red Cross drive coming up in Mesa Maney tomorrow. They are doing that there and getting set for a big weekend in which we'll have dairy breakfast galore all the way around. Iowa County, Sauk County, Wisconsin Dells is hosting one as well. And, of course, here in Richland County, dairy breakfast will be happening. So, yeah, lots of choices, lots of places you can go to get out and get to the farm, get some good food, and it's going to be a good weekend for that, it looks like. Maybe it looks like the showers have kind of cropped up a little more on Sunday than we would prefer, but that's the way it goes. Maybe a few sprinkles here today, and we're at 58 degrees.
I suppose I ought to say congratulations, for you've won the only girl I'll ever love. But I hurt too much to face the situation. So take good care of her. Take good care of her. Just to be around her was my greatest pleasure. She was everything my future held in store. So remember, when you take my only treasure, to take good care of her. Take good care of her. I must accept it. She loves you more than me. So with my broken heart, I'll bow out gracefully. Please don't send me any wedding invitation, for I couldn't bear to see her there with you. If she's happy, that will be my consolation. Just take good care of her. Take good care of her. Take good care of her.
Sonny James on A Light in the Milk House, Friday morning at 17 minutes after 5.
Pour a cup and turn up the dial. The Light in the Milk House show is on the air, fueled by Brouhaha, your hometown roaster.
The 44th annual Richland County Dairy Breakfast is coming up Sunday, June 8th at Schmidt Farms, located between Sextonville and Gotham, serving from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Guests will enjoy pancakes, sausage links, cheese curds, ice cream, and much more, all for just $5. Children 3 and under eat free, and the Kinshi Pedal Pool starts at 10 a.m. Parking is easy. Visitors are encouraged to park at the Rockwell lot on Peebles Drive in Richland Center and ride the free shuttle to the farm. It's a morning of food, fun, and community. Don't miss it. The Richland County Dairy Breakfast coming up on Sunday, June 8th.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we are committed to making a difference. That is why we are a permanent drop-off site for the Richland Area Community Food Pantry, helping to ensure families in need have access to essential meals. Whether it's a box of cereal, a can of soup, noodles, or even crackers, collectively, all of the donations are appreciated at any time. Giving is not just about what you share, it's about the impact you make. Every act of kindness strengthens our community. Like a good neighbor, let's all be there.
Here's a look at sports, courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters. Last night in WIAA Tournament Softball, the Ithaca Bulldogs advanced to the state softball tournament at Goodman Diamond next week after a 10-4 victory against Columbus Catholic. It was Belmont over Johnson Creek, 9-2. Mineral Point advances to state with a 7-0 win over Waterloo, and Poinette stopped Richland Center 5-1 as the Hornets finish runner-up in the sectional in Division 3. In baseball, Highland edged River Ridge 1-0 in 9 innings. They advance to play Boscobel in the sectional semifinal coming up on Tuesday. Belmont 8-0 over Southwestern as well in Division 3. Fenimore got by New Glarus 4-2, and Cuba City edged Dodgeville 3-2. Reedsburg got by Sauk Prairie 3-1 to advance, and Lodi was a 12-2 winner over Mount Horeb in 6 innings. In high school soccer, tournament action got underway last night. Mauston edged Richland Center 1-0, the final score. River Valley had a first-round bye. The Brewers start a 3-game series at home against the Padres tonight. Padres come in at 35-26, second in the National League West. The Brewers 34-29, third in the National League Central. The Cubs were winners against Washington 7-1, Dodgers 6-5 over the Mets, San Francisco 3 and San Diego 2, Arizona 11-10 over Atlanta. In the American League, the White Sox 3, Detroit 2, Baltimore 4-3 over Seattle. The Athletics beat Minnesota 14-3. Yankees 4, Cleveland 0, Tampa Bay 4-3 over Texas. Interleague play, St. Louis 6-5 over Kansas City, Toronto 9, Philadelphia 1, Houston 8-2 over Pittsburgh, Kansas City 7, and St. Louis 5. The NBA playoffs, Indiana with a big win, an exciting end to the game. It was 111-110, Indiana over Oklahoma City. And Aaron Rodgers back for his 21st season. The four-time MVP agreed to terms on a one-year deal with the Steelers. That's an update on sports.
Count on Century 21 Complete Service Realty. Experienced brokers and agents serving the area since 1979. They're your friends in real estate. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe is where local makes the difference. Stop by Christie's for delicious made-from-scratch bakery items and tasty lunch specials. And Cornerstone Service Richland Center, your source for quality auto and light truck repair with honest professional care every time.
The Aerobic Polka is powered on a Friday morning by Supps Gym.
Elevate your fitness game with Supps. That's S-U-P-P-Z.
S-U-P-P-Z.
Supps, your go-to destination for trusted brands at unbeatable prices.
No gimmicks, no fluff.
Just results. Ditch the fake reviews and mystery blends. Experience the Supps difference today.
Proudly fueling local athletes.
800-968-0993. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Supps.
Venomore.
All right, ready to kick it in gear and point us in the direction of the weekend with the aerobic polka. One and a two and a...
Roll out the barrel, we'll have a barrel of fun. Roll out the barrel, we've got the blues on the run. Sing, boom, torero, sing out a song of good cheer. Now's our time to roll.
Now we're ready for the weekend. Absolutely, the all-stars of Polka Land and the Beer Barrel Polka. Today, 73 for a high, mostly cloudy, some drizzle or sprinkles possible this morning, peaks of sun this afternoon. Variable clouds tonight, a low of 54, and Saturday, partly to mostly cloudy, isolated light showers possible, and a high of 75. Maybe a few showers and thunderstorms on Sunday, especially by late morning. It's 58 degrees in Richland Center today on the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer. Here's Dolly Parton to wake you up.
Man, and you better not set foot on his land. But I didn't think nobody could be that mean. So I took me out walking down the railroad track. I was gonna go down to that little old shack and just find out if all out there.
heard was true. There was a big black dog laying out in the yard, and it growled at me, and I swallowed hard, and I heard somebody say, "Well, who are you?" Oh, and there he stood in the door of that shack, and his beard and his hair was long and black, and he was the biggest man I'd ever seen. When he spoke, his voice was low and deep, but he just didn't frighten me, 'cause somehow I just knew he wasn't mean. He said, "What you doing snooping around my place?" And I saw a smile come across his face, so I smiled back and I told him who I was. He said, "Come on in and pull you up a chair, you might as well since you're already here." And he said, "You can call me Joshua. Joshua, Joshua, what you doing living here all alone? Joshua, Joshua, ain't you got nobody to call your own? Him, I was all alone, so I said yeah when he asked if I'd stay. Oh, we grew closer as time went on, and that little old shack, it was a happy home, and we just couldn't help but fall in love. That big black dog in that little old shack, sitting down by the railroad track, it's plenty good enough for me and Joshua. Joshua, Joshua, why you're just what I've been looking for. Joshua,
car is my way of making a living, my way of putting the bread on a table at home. I'm getting back about half as much as I'm giving, and I couldn't make it without a good woman at home. First place could be just a dream, I'm gonna chase it. Finishing out of the top ten is nothing but bad. And a junker won't ever be first, I might as well face it. First class equipment is something a man's got to have. You might even call me a 20th century drifter. 32 weekends I load up the car and I'm gone. And my woman cries with each goodbye kiss that I give her. And she prays that come Monday morning I'll be drifting home. Where my woman sleeps in my arms, and I lie here thinking. Half awake, half asleep, I run and rerun the race. From dark until dawn it goes on, my half awake dreaming. And ever so often I dream that I'm taking first place. But it's gotta be more than a dream. Dreaming won't make it. Our dreaming won't ever put bread on a table at home. And racing runs deep in my veins, I'll never shake it. I'm tied to it just like I'm tied to the woman at home. You might even call me a 20th century drifter. 32 weekends I load up the car and I'm gone. And my woman cries with each goodbye kiss that I give her.
Marty Robbins and a 20th Century Drifter here on the Light in the Milk House show. We're at 58 degrees. The time is 5:30.
This farm news and market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored in part by Richards Insurance, your certified farm specialist serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1933. With offices in Ithaca and Reedsburg, for your farm insurance needs, call Richards Insurance.
Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
What did Mr. and Mrs. John McKay, George Spicer and his wife, and Hugh Gray all claim to see in 1933? The Loch Ness Monster. While Richards Insurance didn't see the Loch Ness Monster, it did provide quality insurance for the community. For 90 years, we have served our community with quality insurance options. With offices in Reedsburg and Ithaca, we have the agents and expertise to serve you. Visit richardsinsure.com.
The U.S. is paying close attention to the foot and mouth disease problem in Europe. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Recent outbreaks of foot and mouth disease in Europe and the Middle East have U.S. pork producers on high alert. Brownfield's Mark Dornkamp has more from the World Pork Expo in Des Moines.
Swine Health Information Center Executive Director Dr. Megan Niederwerder says there have been three incursions of FMD into European countries that had maintained negative status for many decades.
Germany, Slovakia, and Hungary. And we've been monitoring the impact, how have they controlled the disease after introduction, what are the risk factors for those incursions.
She tells Brownfield there are also outbreaks in Iraq, Kuwait, and Turkey.
Those countries are endemic for foot and mouth disease virus, but when a new serotype is introduced, that's certainly concerning.
From the World Pork Expo, Mark Dorenkamp, Brownfield.
The executive director of the Illinois Pork Producers Association says maintaining a strong relationship with Mexico is vital to the industry. Jennifer Tyree says she witnessed the importance of the partnership firsthand on a recent trade mission visit.
It's really interesting to be able to talk to those other countries and find out the differences in the types of cuts that those consumers enjoy versus the United States. That's what's so important about the export market.
She tells Brownfield, on average, more than $65 per head slaughtered can be attributed to exports. The U.S. has slowed in its progress of getting 90 trade deals in 90 days, and a market analyst says the grain markets have lost some interest in the short term. Don Rose with U.S. Commodities tells Brownfield.
Actually, would not be a bit surprised if a lot of these aren't negotiated, completed until we get more into the fall.
On Thursday, President Trump said a recent call between the U.S. and China was positive, and both countries will meet again shortly. Rose says the grain markets really didn't respond to the news, and it might be a similar situation as the U.S. and India meet. A crop insurance specialist says Prevent Plant could be an important part of U.S. crop production this year. Rich Morrison is with NAU Country Insurance.
If we stay wet, like the forecast is showing over the next week to 10 days, we could end up losing some acres, corn and cotton. Corn primarily in the Mid-South, the Ohio Valley. Also cotton in the South. We've still got about a third of the cotton acres to be planted.
The final planting date for corn has passed in the Corn Belt, and Morrison says there's roughly 6.6 million unplanted intended corn acres.
We're going to need, 94 to 95 million acres and with a good yield. And if we don't, then prices should have to react. And I would think you could probably put a five in front of the corn price if we, lose 3 to 4 million acres.
Morrison says the grain markets will likely wait for confirmation in upcoming USDA reports before factoring in any weather issues. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
Another round of direct cash cattle business and cash hogs into the day lower. Good morning, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report, brought to you by Propane. The Propane Farm Research Program offers compensation for using propane equipment. More information is available at propane.com/PFRP. There was another light round of direct cash cattle trade that took place on Thursday. Live deals in Kansas were at $230. That's well above Wednesday's trade and $8 higher than the prior week's weighted averages. Bids were at $235 and $228 to $230 live, depending on the area. Asking prices were at $230 plus live in the South and $380 plus dressed in the North. At the Huss Livestock Market in Nebraska, compared to 2 weeks ago, steers and heifers were steady to $15 higher. The USDA says demand was good from buyers in-house and online. There were some calves in the offering that range from newborn to 276 pounds. Those brought anywhere from $410 to $1,410 per head. Medium and large one feeder steer, 650 to 695 pounds, brought $342.50 to $369.50. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 643 to 644 pounds, brought $332 to $336. Boxed beef closed mixed with light to moderate demand for light offerings. Choice up $1.69 at $366.85. Select was 11 cents lower at $356.61. Estimated cattle slaughter was 120,000 head, even on the week and about even on the year. Cash hogs closed lower with a moderate negotiated run. Processors were able to move needed numbers without having to get aggressive in their procurement efforts. Global demand for U.S. pork has been strong overall. That includes another solid week for export sales. China did return to this week's purchasers list. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Director down $1.20 with a weighted average of 101.85. The Iowa Minnesota closed 74 cents lower with a weighted average of 102.55. And the Western Corn Belt closed 75 cents lower with a weighted average of 102.71. Pork values closed higher, up $1.50 at 108.12. Bellies were sharply higher. And estimated hog slaughter was 480,000 head, up 5,000 on the week and up about 10,000 on the year. At the CME, live and feeder cattle were higher, watching direct business develop and lean hog futures into the day mix mostly higher amid ongoing demand uncertainty. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. Get your yard summer ready and your tools in check at Walsh's Ace Hardware in Richland Center, Muscadet, and La Crosse. Right now, Ace Reward members get exclusive deals on DeWalt tools, including combo kits, batteries, and fans. Need to dig in? Save on long-lasting, handled tools like rakes, shovels, and hoes, all built to last. And don't forget your lawn. Grab Ace brand fertilizer to keep your grass green, thick, and backyard barbecue ready. That's Walsh's Ace. We're helpful as just what we do, and as always, we appreciate your business.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plain. If it's been a minute since you've been in, you should stop by. We spent this spring ripping out our tile floor, moving shelving, polishing the concrete floors, putting the shelves back, and then moving departments and adding lots of new items. My crew and I have been super busy. We're almost done with the indoor improvements, just in time to help you with all your outdoor projects. The greenhouses are open and the plants are happy and healthy. Our lawn and garden department is brimming with everything you need to get your yard in shape. We updated our computer system last fall, and with that came the ability to offer you same-day pickup. You can hop online to doitbest.com, find our store, and shop our inventory right from home. Submit an online order, we do the shopping for you, and we'll send you a message when it's ready for pickup. We are still your great big store with small town smiles and appreciate your shopping local.
Direct Cattle Business Thursday was mostly at 2:30 live. Butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. You better build bigger bins. It's just a suggestion, but regardless, be ready to maximize your per acre profits with MX Series corn by Stein. Stein has yield. Soybeans and corn both saw some short covering support. July beans are up 6 3/4 at 10.51 3/4. August was 7 3/4 higher at 10.46 1/2. July corn was up 3/4 at 4.39 1/2, and September was 3 1/2 higher at 4.31 1/2. Live and feeder cattle were sharply higher, supported by the direct trade we have seen this week. August live was up 4.47 at 2.16.82. October was 3.37 higher at 2.13.97. August feeders were up 5.27 at 3.09.15. And hogs were mixed with the ongoing questions about sustained domestic and export demand. July was 22 lower at 104.80. August was down 45 at 107.05. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
The Centennial Soil Archive Project in Illinois, today on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health Campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. A long time ago, 460 soil samples were taken from fields all across Illinois, and over time were sort of lost and forgotten. Soil scientist Andrew Margonaut of the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign.
It seems like they exchanged different hands and different storage places. They used to be at one point in Davenport Hall on the main quad. Then they were put into the tunnels beneath Turner Hall. And they ended up at a dilapidated pole barn on the South Farms where we rediscovered them in 2018.
After that, says Margonaut, the Centennial Soil Archive Project was started.
This is a soil archive that was developed from the original soil sampling of the Illinois State Survey. The oldest sample we have is 1861, and the most recent samples are from 2 years ago.
Margonaut says the project intends to find and resample all of the sites in Illinois where the originals were taken more than 100 years ago.
When you hold a sample from 1861 in your hands, that's pretty mind-blowing. And we can learn a lot about our soils to help from applied to more fundamental questions on soils and their fertility for the state.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business with slaughter cattle sales every Tuesday morning at 8:30. You can find all types of slaughter steers, heifers, bulls, call cows, and quality baby calves. Don't miss today's cattle sale beginning at 9 a.m. Feeder cattle are in high demand and prices remain steady. For more information on all sales at Bloomington Livestock Exchange, you can go to bloomingtonlivestock.com or call them at 608-994-2020. Every Friday sale, including today's, begins at 9 a.m.
A Western dairy processor is bringing its famous ice cream to the Midwest. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. An Oregon-based farmer-owned dairy cooperative is bringing production of its sweet treats to the Midwest. Brownfield's Jared White has that story.
David Booth, president and CEO of Tillamook County Creamery Association, says a newly remodeled $65 million ice cream manufacturing facility in Decatur, Illinois, is the brand's first plant outside of Oregon.
We sell to more households in the eastern part of the U.S. than we do the western part of the U.S.
Plant manager Ruben Arutia tells Brownfield the facility currently has milk agreements in place with dairies in Michigan and Indiana.
We're bringing in currently 2 to 3 loads of milk, cream, and condensed skim on site per week. We'll eventually ramp that up to about 4 loads per week.
Fifth generation Oregon dairy farmer John Seymour tells Brownfield.
Very exciting, a big milestone for us, something that we wanted to do and do right so that we could share what we're proud of.
I'm Jared White for Brownfield.
Wisconsin-based Sartori Cheese has acquired Rumiano Cheese Company from Crescent City, California. Both companies are known for their high-quality artisan cheeses. Sartori will maintain the cheese-making division of Rumiano Cheese in Crescent City. Masters Gallery Foods purchased Rumiano's converting facilities in Willows, California. Terms of the deal have not been announced. Cash dairy prices were mixed Thursday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry weigh up a half cent to 56¾. Two sales were recorded. 40-pound cheese blocks down 1¾ cents at 192. Just one sale. Butter prices down a quarter of a cent to 255¾. 24 sales recorded. Non-fat dry milk down a penny at 126¼. Five sales made. I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield.
Before dawn breaks, you're already hard at work because dairy farming just isn't a way to earn a living. It's a way of life. At Johnson Tractor and Case IH, they understand the pride in every gallon of fresh milk, the bond you share with your herd, and the generations you uphold. The rugged tractors and implements are built for the long haul so you can focus on family, farm, and tomorrow's promise. Johnson Tractor and Case IH, driven by your dedication.
Johnson Tractor, from land to lawn.
Here's your forecast for the weekend. It will include a daytime high of 73 today, maybe some drizzle or sprinkles this morning. Variable clouds tonight, a low of 54. Saturday, 75 with isolated light showers possible. And Sunday, mostly cloudy, showers likely by late morning, maybe a thunderstorm, a high of 72. Right now at WRCO, we're at an overnight low with cloudy skies. We have had about, 15 sprinkles today, something like that. Anyway, and it's 58 degrees. This is the Light in the Milk House Show. Here's Charlie Pride.
I'm no stranger to loving arms. Well, I'm accustomed to ladies' charms. You know I didn't just ride into town. You might say I've been around. I've seen the fire in lovers' eyes. I've seen a lot, babe, in my time. I didn't think that there was much I'd miss. But let me tell you this, I've never been so loved in all of my life. I've never felt the way I feel tonight. You came along and made my world turn right. I've never loved like this before. Never been so loved in all of my life. I want forever to be like tonight. I'm gonna need you till the day I die. I've never been so loved in all of my life. Simply amazing, you're naturally fine. You've got a hold on this heart of mine. And I don't want you to ever let go. Well, I just want you to know, I've never been so loved in all of my life. I've never felt the way I feel tonight. You came along and made my world turn right. I've never loved like this before. Never been so loved in all of my life. I want forever to be like tonight. I'm gonna need you till the day I die. I've never been so loved in all of my life. I've never been so loved in all of my life. I've never felt the way I feel tonight. You came along and made my world turn right. I've never loved like this before. Never been so loved.
It's early, it's local, it's strong, just like your coffee. Brouhaha powers the Light in the Milk House Show, only on WRCO.
If you got the money, I've got the time. We'll go honky-tonking and we'll have a time. We'll make all the night spots dance, drink beer and wine. If you got the money, honey, I've got the time. There ain't no use to tarry. Start out tonight. We'll joy, oh boy, and we'll spread it right. We'll have more fun, baby, all the way down the line. If you got the money, honey, I've got the time. Leave more wreck behind. If you got the money, honey, I've got the time. Yes, we'll go honky-tonk and make every club in town. We'll go to the park where it's dark. We won't fool around. But if you run short of money, I'll run short of time. Cause you with no more money, honey, I've no more time. Drank beer and wine. If you got the money, honey, I've got the time.
Lefty Frizzell, if you got the money, I got the time. That's right. Right now at WRCO Radio, cloudy skies, and we'll get a little word on this weather with the expert, the guru of weather, Tony Schumacher, coming up in just a bit.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Celebrate creativity at the Spring Green Art Fair, June 28th and 29th in beautiful downtown Spring Green. Explore works from over 180 artists featuring pottery, paintings, jewelry, woodwork, and more. Enjoy live music, local food vendors, and fun for the whole family, all in one of Wisconsin's most charming small towns. Admission is free, and everyone is welcome. The Spring Green Art Fair, June 28th and 29th. Get the details at springgreenartfair.com.
Looking for a safe, secure place to store your stuff? Crystal Clean Storage in Lone Rock has you covered. Conveniently located across from the Shell Station on Highway 14, next to Eggy Movers and Bear Valley Excavating. They offer indoor and outdoor units, plus boat, RV, and trailer storage in multiple sizes. With 24/7 access and a night watchman on site, your belongings are always protected. Call 608-583-2082 today. Crystal Clean Storage, where clean meets secure.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench. But when you visit the Shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be, on the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants. Just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At the Shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today at the Midwest's largest shoe store, the Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
The Muscadine Mudcats home talent baseball team would like to say thank you to their sponsors for this year. They include Community First Bank, Meister Cheese, Subway of Richland Center, Goplin Insurance of Richland Center, Royal Bank, Hawkers, Sportsman's, Wilkinson Auction Services, Walsh's Ace, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, and Foggy Bottom North. Join the Muscadet Mudcats for home games all season long at Pickering Park in Muscadet. Again, thanks to the sponsors that make local baseball possible in Muscadet.
Se busca un hogar seguro y asequible? Neighborhood Housing Services of Southwest Wisconsin está aquí para ayudarle. Ya sea que esté alquilando o comprando, le conectamos con opciones de vivienda de alta calidad y a precios accesibles que se ajustan a sus necesidades. Todos merecen un hogar seguro y estable. Llama al 608-647-4949 hoy mismo o visítenos en línea para obtener más información. Looking for a safe, affordable place to call home? Neighborhood Housing Services of Southwest Wisconsin is here to help. Whether you're renting or buying, we connect you with quality, affordable housing options to fit your needs. Everyone deserves a safe and stable home. Let us help you find yours. Call 608-647-4949 today or visit us online to learn more.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local, family-owned, award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in Southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together let's drive.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, we're tracking multiple areas of light rain across the upper Midwest this morning. Some of that running across much of Minnesota, northern Iowa, into western and central Wisconsin. Doesn't look like too much, though, for accumulation today. Just very small amounts, like a trace to a tenth of an inch. The general unsettled weather will stick with us right into early next week, with a couple of weather systems dropping in from the northwest. We'll have one better chance of some organized rain on Sunday around midday and afternoon. That could bring us a good quarter inch or a little bit more, trending heavier in northern Wisconsin. And then Monday, an upper-level disturbance sitting right over the top of us will keep it showery and cool, with temperatures about 8 or 10 degrees below normal. We should gradually see that system move away, with more sunshine and warming conditions for the second half of next week. In fact, temperatures could rise 5 or 8 degrees above normal as we head toward Thursday and Friday. Today's forecast, mostly cloudy with some drizzle or sprinkles possible this morning. Peaks of sun in the afternoon with a high near 73, northeast wind close to 5. Variably cloudy tonight, low at 54. Tomorrow, partly or mostly cloudy with some isolated light showers possible. High in the mid-70s, wind from the east-southeast at 5 to 10. A couple of scattered showers possible Saturday night, low 53. Sunday, mostly cloudy, showers likely by late morning, maybe a thunderstorm mixed in, high reaching the low 70s. As we head into Monday, mostly cloudy and cool, scattered showers likely by midday, maybe some rumbles of thunder, low 50 with a high of 69. Tuesday, partly sunny with a brief light shower or two possible, low 49 degrees, high about 73. Wednesday, mostly sunny and warmer, low 51, high near 81. And Thursday, plenty of sun and very warm, lows in the 50s, high of 84. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Have a great morning.
Richland County Bank strives to provide excellent customer service every day. Excellent customer service is meeting and surpassing customers' expectations. What we expect from our bank may vary depending on our role in life, but we all need our bank to be willing to listen and understand. And on those occasions, when time is of the essence, to be ready to make a decision quickly. If a tractor, skid steer, washing machine, refrigerator, truck, table saw, computer system, or who knows what needs fixed or replaced, excellent customer service means being able to get an answer and have a loan processed in one day under most circumstances. It's what a hometown bank does to keep hometown businesses, farms, and homes running. Put Richland County Bank's hometown commitment to work for you and then enjoy the peace of mind that comes with excellent customer service. Try it. You'll like it at Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
57 degrees in Richland Center. Yesterday's high was 82. Record high, 94 in 1988. Record low, 37 in 1958. Last year, on the 6th of June, it was 71 for a high, 56 for the low. Sunset will occur at 8:39 tonight. Sunrise time will be at 5:22 tomorrow morning. We have a south wind at 2, barometer at 30.08, and a trace of precipitation, just a few sprinkles this morning. It's been a bit cloudy in the overnight hours, and right now we're at our overnight low. It is 57 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
This is WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. ABC News is sponsored by Stafford Funeral Home and the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home, caring for all faiths. By the Homesteader Store, passionately committed to providing customers with the highest quality products, most innovative solutions and services delivered with integrity and professionalism. And by Johnson Tractor, your trusted partner for farm equipment, service and support. From field to finish, they've got you covered. It is 58 degrees at 6 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump and Elon Musk back and forth all day long on social media. Musk threatening to cancel the SpaceX Dragon contracts that get astronauts to the International Space Station. Trump threatening to cancel all government contracts with Tesla.
At the heart of tensions between President Trump and Elon Musk, the president's so-called One Big Beautiful Bill. Musk calling it an abomination, blasting the impact it could have on the national debt. Trump then accusing Musk